My Life Today, August 15. Do good on the Sabbath, walking where Jesus walked. It is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. According to the fourth commandment, the Sabbath was dedicated to rest and religious worship. All secular employment was to be suspended. But works of mercy and benevolence were in accordance with the purpose of the Lord. They were not to be limited by time or place. To relieve the afflicted, to comfort the sorrowing, is a labor of love that does honor to God's holy day. The necessities of life must be attended to. The sick must be cared for. The wants of the needy must be supplied. He will not be held guiltless who neglects to relieve suffering on the Sabbath. God's holy rest day was made for man, and acts of mercy are in perfect harmony with its intent. God does not desire his creatures to suffer an hour's pain that may be relieved upon the Sabbath or any other day. The Sabbath is not intended to be a period of useless inactivity. The law forbids secular labor on the rest day of the Lord. The toil that gains a livelihood must cease. No labor for worldly pleasure or profit is lawful upon that day. But as God ceased his labor of creating, and rested upon the Sabbath and blessed it, so man is to leave the occupations of his daily life and devote those sacred hours to healthful rest, to worship, and to holy deeds. The work of Christ in healing the sick was in perfect accord with the law. It honored the Sabbath. Labor to relieve the suffering was pronounced by our Savior a work of mercy and no violation of the Sabbath. The needs of suffering humanity are never to be neglected. The Savior, by his example, has shown us that it is right to relieve suffering on the Sabbath.